Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to have you with me once again for this episode of The Plumb Line. We're on episode 13, How Do We Measure Up? And our topic today is our jealous God. Yes, I said it. Our jealous God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all of the glory, Lord, giving you all the thanks and all of the praise, acknowledging that you are our Lord and our Savior. You are our creator. You are our keeper. You are our help. You are our strength. You are our provider, our source. You are our God, to whom we give all of the glory and all of the honor, Lord God, all of the accolades. Father, we bestow them upon you because you and you alone are worthy. Oh God, you came down through 42 generations and did the impossible. You took upon yourself all of our sins, the sins of our past, our present, and our future, and you yourself had no sin at all. Lord, we give you glory and honor today. Father, we humble ourselves before you, even as we go forth in this, Lord God, in this word for today, in this study of the plumb line, in this, again, looking at your word, Lord God, and humbling ourselves before you, Lord God, that we might be, Lord God, that you called us to be. For holy you are, Lord God, and holy you called us to be. Lord, in relationship with you, you called us to be from the very beginning. It was always your intent that we be in right fellowship with you, and you will not give your glory or even your relationship to another. You will not be second to any. Oh, Father, so we humble ourselves before you, giving you the primary place in our hearts, the primary place in our minds, the primary place in our souls. Even now, oh God, as we come before you on today, we give you glory and honor, Lord God, because you alone are God. You alone are our God and our Lord and our Savior, our Keeper. You alone are light in our life. Oh, God, and you alone are our source, and we give you, oh, my God, all praise. Oh, Father, open our minds and hearts to your spirit, even right now. Oh, God, to go forth in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all as we go forth on today in Plumb Line 13, How Do We Measure Up? The music you hear in the background, ground is Code the Third, is the heart of a minstrel. I do not own the copyright, amen. It belongs to him. Glory to God. We are just using it to set the atmosphere of worship in the background so that the Spirit of the Lord can have his way, amen. Get a copy of his CD. Glory to God. It is quite anointed. I praise God, amen, for this prophetic minstrel. Glory to God. Plumb Line 13. How do we measure up our jealous God? Our jealous God is the topic. There is a lot of confusion in and outside of the body of Christ as to the meaning of the Lord's statement when he says that he is a jealous God. I will go through, amen, with the aid of the Holy Spirit to bring light, amen, of this matter, to bring light to this matter. Amen. As was previously taught in our lessons about the Ten Commandments, the Lord refers to Yahweh. Lord, that word, L-O-R-D, in all caps, refers to Yahweh, the great I am, the self-existent one, the creator of the world and the planets and the heavens and everything in them. We are God's masterpiece. He is our creator. He is our creator. Without him, we would not exist. Without them, there would be no life. Without them, humankind would not be in existence at all. But we are God's masterpiece. When he created us in his image. Glory to God. And he said that what he created, it is good. Amen. We were created with a purpose. Glory to God. And our purpose in our being created was to be in relationship with God. He created us to be in a reciprocal relationship with him. Glory to God. And we are, again, God's masterpiece. according to his word. He sees us as among his greatest achievements. We were created to be in fellowship with him and to bring glory to his name. Let me give you some scriptures as some background for this lesson, and you go back through. I am going to read some, but I'm going to give you some to go back and take a look at. Psalms 148, Ephesians 2 and 10, Revelation 4 and 11, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, and Psalm 66 and 2. Glory to God. Christianity.com published an article entitled, Why is God a Jealous God? This portion of that article says this. There's a portion that says this, and I do have this in quotes. Because God is without sin, God's jealousy in response to idolatry is righteous and holy. You hear me? His jealousy in response to idolatry is righteous and holy. God is jealous for his relationship with his people because he passionately loves them and does not want them to just be destroyed by idolatry. Let's look again at Exodus 20, verses 5 and 6, and it says this. You must not bow down to them, or they're speaking of other gods. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children, and the entire family is afflicted, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. So those who do not, amen, adhere to this, who do not hear this word, they are those that have rejected the Lord. But I lavish unfailing love for a thousand generations on those who love me and obey my commands. Amen. So those that do not seek after and serve and worship other gods, the Lord will lavish unfailing love upon them. Amen. That love him and keep his commandments. But those who reject him, those that go ahead and serve other gods and put other gods before him, amen, they reject the Lord, and upon them are the consequences of those that do reject, and the consequences of disobedience. He contrasts his love and passion for his people with the iniquity of those who hate him. The Hebrew word for jealous in this passage is kana. And it means not bearing any rivalry. The Lord will not bear any rivalry. No rivals for your affection are allowed. A rival is a competitor or a contender that wants to defeat you. His objective is to supersede the will of God in your life and mine. We're talking about the enemy, because he's the one that places objects that dangle before us and make us think, amen, that it for some reason, amen, that we need it more than we need the living God who is our supply. But God will not tolerate such competition or contending for your heart with other gods. And that's no matter what it is, whether you erected it yourself, whether you birthed it yourself, whether you served it yourself, whether you earned it on a job yourself, whether you manufactured it or it came from another, God will not tolerate any other gods before him. He will not, amen, allow competition in his relationship with you. He will spew you directly out of his mouth. We were created to be in relationship with him and with him alone, him and him only. Amen. That's why when we fall away, amen, and we start looking at other things as if it were greater than God, or we push God aside, the consequences are so great. Amen. The consequences, amen, begin to rip us apart and swallow us up, and that we begin to be overcome by sin and wickedness, by the spirit of the enemy himself. All manner of evil spirits begin to overtake us, because the spirit of idolatry never comes alone. There are always cohorts, amen, of demons that come along with them to devour us and to rip us apart so that we never reach our destiny place. Amen. So let me tell you what I have here in my notes. Idolatry rips us. Glory to God, what I was just saying. The idolatry, it rips us from our intended positioning and opens the door to Satan for
possession, so that Satan will possess what he was so that Satan will possess what was never his to possess. Idolatry breaks God's heart, and it also breaks ours, because we were not intended, amen, for this. We were born, we were created, amen, to make his name glorious. We were created to be in right fellowship with the Lord. The spirit of idolatry hates God and all who are his. So he is ever attempting to turn us from the heart of God. God is a jealous God. Each time we see in scripture God refer to himself as jealous, it is in the context of idolatry. Now let's see Exodus 24. God has made a covenant with us, an agreement of two parties to be bound together, a bond. When that bond is broken, so is the covenant. Satan's objective is to rip us from covenant with Yahweh by offering counterfeits that appear good but are full of deep darkness and unrelenting evil. Exodus 34 and 14 says, "You shall worship no other god, for Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." Elkanah further reminds his people in Deuteronomy chapter 4, where he says, "Take care lest you forget the covenant God has made with you." Deuteronomy 6 says, "Let the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and he destroy you off the face of the earth." God wants relationship with the ones he created to sup with him. And he will not tolerate demonic interlopers. Always God first, family second, then ministry. Keeping God first above all things will safeguard everything else in our lives. Seek ye first in the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then everything else we have need of. Amen. The Lord will provide. Amen. He covers it all under his provincial care. Worship the Lord with all of your heart. Remember, he will not compete, nor can he be compared with any other. For only he is holy, and only he holds. Amen. Only he holds our life and our salvation. He is a jealous God. Remember your covenant with him today and bless his name. Amen. I'm going to give you an assignment, which I know is an unusual thing, but there's a huge difference between the word jealous and the word envy. And that's the thing that we need to look at. Amen. So many times we go off our intellect and we don't really research words before we begin to say things that are foolish. And so many in the world will say things like, "Well, I'm not going to serve a God that's jealous," because they don't even understand what they're saying. Jealousy and envy are not the same thing. So what you need to get clear in this hour, what every person on the face of the planet needs to understand, is the jealousy of God, it is holy. We were created by him. We belong to him and not the devil. We belong to him, and he has set a boundary for us, amen, so that we are not devoured by our common enemy, who is Satan and all of his cohorts that fell from grace, fell from glory, amen, on that day when Jesus said he was struck down out of heaven like lightning. This is our common enemy. His name was Lucifer. We now call him the dragon, the serpent, Satan, Beelzebub, right? The Leviathan, Python, whatever the spirit is, fear, whatever it is that has captured your heart today. Amen. Yeah, I admonish you to repent. We all need to come before the Lord with repentance, because none of us get it right. We all need to acknowledge our sin and our transgressions before the Lord. We all need to acknowledge the iniquity of our forefathers and come into the presence of God, surrendering our lives unto him so that he will clean us up and he, Jesus, will be able to present us to the Father without fault and without any hindrance. Glory to God, the same Lord that gave, amen, these commandments to Moses, the same Jesus, amen, that repeated again, even the words when they asked him, what is the greatest of the commandments? And what the Lord told them is that we should love the Lord with all of our hearts and with all of our mind and with all of our strength. And we should also love our neighbor as ourselves. Those are the greatest of the commandments. And if we do that, we will not put another before God because we will love him first, amen. He will be primary in our lives. We won't seek out another to idolize, but we will give our allegiance and our worship to God and to him alone. And we will learn how to love ourselves and love our neighbors because God is love. And as we give ourselves to him, the love of God, amen, begins to broaden even our perspective. So that we understand what the will of the Lord is for our lives as we yield to his presence. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, God is a jealous God. Amen. He will not contend, nor will he have any competitors. Amen. He will strike the competition from his presence. Amen. And you will have to suffer the consequences. But if you give the Lord your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, amen, he will bless you in ways that you never imagined that you could be blessed. As you cry out before the Lord, he will give you exceedingly and abundantly more than you ask or even could imagine. All glory and honor to him tonight. All glory and honor to the Lord. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Until next time, amen.